The sex abuse scandal in the American Catholic Church was once again the center of attention at the Vatican today. Last month, the Pope summoned U.S. cardinals to the Vatican to discuss the scandal, and today, President Bush raised the matter in a brief audience with the Pope. It's the second time the president has met the 82-year-old pontiff. The two men also discussed the conflict in the Middle East, as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
President Bush's limousine arrived at the Vatican courtyard of St. Damasus, a grandiose esplanade designed by Renaissance masters. The presidential entourage was escorted past a row of Swiss guards wearing plumed red helmets and then led to the Pope's private study. John Paul, whose health has been steadily deteriorating in the last few weeks, stood waiting for his visitor. The pontiff, whose speech is often slurred, thanked the president for coming. The president and the Pope spoke privately for 20 minutes. Earlier, President Bush had told reporters he would express to the Pope his concern about the Catholic Church in America, which has been rocked by a wave of reports of sexual abuse of minors by priests.
I'm concerned about its standing. I say that because the Catholic Church is an incredibly important institution in our country.
After the Vatican meeting, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer confirmed that the topic was discussed. And a statement issued by the Vatican said that despite the difficulties of the moment, the Pope expressed his faith in the spiritual resources of American Catholics. Alarmed by the crisis, last month the Pope summoned to Rome all American cardinals, and he condemned sexual abuse of minors as criminal. But polls show that Americans are disappointed by the Church's handling of the crisis. Today, a commentator on the Vatican TV network Telepace said that the sex abuse crisis in the American Catholic Church has been inflated by enemies of Catholicism. The Vatican statement on today's papal audience said John Paul told President Bush of his closeness to the American people in the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks. The conversation, the statement added, also touched on the situation in the Middle East, including the plight of Christians, many of whom are fleeing the region. The Pope has long advocated international control over the holy sites in Jerusalem, an idea opposed by Israel. The Vatican TV commentator said it's likely that the president and the Pope discussed the month-long crisis at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Analyzing today's visit, the Vatican TV network spoke of the warm feeling between John Paul and President Bush, whom the commentator dubbed the Emperor of the West. Although the two leaders do not see eye to eye on the death penalty and social issues such as third world debt, they are united on other issues such as family values and opposition to abortion. At the end of the visit, John Paul said he hoped he would meet President Bush again. And as the visitor left, he added, "God bless America." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.